This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivasodi. That was an excerpt from Mikhail Glinka's Overture of Ruslan and Ludmila. My colleague showed me a poster with these words written on it, and it said, without music, life would be flat. And B with a flat, which is, you know, the key signature in music. And we see beside that the life, the B flat note. And he gave me this from Shakespeare's The Merchant of Venice. And this is what it says. The man that hath no music in himself, nor is not moved with concord of sweet sounds, is fit for treasons, stratagems, and spoils. The motions of his spirit are dull as night, and his affections dark as Erebus. Let no such man be trusted. There is an organization in town that desires to save us from treason, make us trustworthy, spirited, and affectionate citizens. The Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra wants to make classical music more accessible to all, and that it's stated in its mission. From that orchestra are Chang Ling Chi, musical director and conductor, Terence Hung, who is the president of the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra, and Lok Cheng Man, who is the marketing director, all here with us to talk to us about a poet's musical journey. Welcome to the show. How are all of you today?
Fine.
Wonderful. Chan, welcome back. We had you on in September, I think. September last year?
August.
Yeah? How did that performance go? You just want to give me a refresher. What was that about?
Not too bad. Mm-hmm. Not too bad. Not too bad.
Can you just refresh my memory? What was it about?
Mozart.
Yes, it was all about Mozart. Yes. And this time you're actually combining three different composers, which is Mikhail Glinka's Ruslan and Ludmila Overture. That's Dvořák's Symphony 9 in E minor and Chopin's Piano Concerto 1 in E minor as well. Right, this is going to be a very interesting initiative by the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra, in that you are going to feature a 13-year-old pianist by the name of Vincent Ong from Penang.
Yes.
And Vincent's going to be backed up by the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra. And why? What was the objective of, you know, this whole concert?
Basically, this whole thing is planned about a year ago, where I saw Vincent's photos and concerts in Penang, and I found out that Vincent's teacher is also my good friend, Mr. Ng Chong Lim. And so happened, so I approached him directly and said, why not we do something, you know? And then said, yeah, sure, you know. And that's how it all started from there.
Okay. So Vincent is very much Malaysian.
Yes,
child prodigy, I would say. 13 years old. I mean, how old was he when he started playing?
I think, according to his, I think he's about 3, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Okay. We'll come back. I mean, he's going to be leading this whole performance.
Yes, on the concerto.
That's right, on January the 17th, which is a one-day performance at the Civic Hall in Petaling Jaya. Just to move on a little and just to come back to find out a little bit more about the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra, we have Terence, who's the president, in the studio. Terence, you want to tell me a little bit about how the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra has been faring since its inception? When did it come to be?
Yeah, we actually formed since February 2012. And I would say that we have been growing steadily, although we are still short in certain manpower to organize the orchestra, the concerts, and so on. But I would say we've been growing quite well in terms of our financial and as well as our music quality.
Has the orchestra grown since its inception?
Yeah, it's grown in terms of the playing members.
How many? From how many to how many? It's been, what, coming up to 3 years now?
Yeah. We started off with roughly about 50 or 60 members, and we've grown about roughly 160 members now, including our youth orchestra, which is actually SBYO.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so you've got a lot going for you.
Yes,
why do you think, I mean, how, why do you think, you know, the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra has attracted so much attention? Are you saying that we have so many young musicians out there that, you know, are waiting for a platform?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because most of the musicians out there, they are looking for a platform to perform. And so here we are to provide them a platform, a place there. They will find a place where they can show off their skills and play together. And that's where they also found Mr. Chan Ling Chi, our music director.
I know.
Yeah.
He's come on. You came on very recently, Chan.
Yeah.
Just last year. When did you join the Selangor Philharmonic? Oh. Have you been with them from the beginning?
I'm the founder.
Oh, oops. Okay, Mira ought to be shot for this.
It's all right.
You know, I always mix you guys up with the Selangor Phil. They're two very similar sounding organizations. Mm. Yes, you're the founder. And are you proud of what has become of it?
Yes. It has been. It's not very long history, but, you know, we have come certain ways to it, you know. We started off with 20 plus, just a string member, and then we slowly grow up from there.
You know? Do you think the audience understands and is appreciating classical music more, or
comparatively to many years back? Yes, the listening and the attending concerts has grown tremendously, but it's just that sometimes at times certain concerts is clash with other activities. You know, certain timing is just does not right. You know, so we have to cater for a much larger audience.
What do you think the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra has done to help with the growth of appreciation of classical music?
Well, at least, you know, they are always there. They are, the program is always lined up, and they've always been there to keep going, whether sometimes the audience is low or packed, you know, depending on piece being played or performed. So at least some people want to go and watch the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra. It's like an example. It's like a recording, you know, like a CD recording. So they want to make themselves a bit more encouraged and a little bit more, what's the word?
Immersed
and get, you know, get yourself a bit like
connected
to all this now. So at least they have an idea what's happening, you know, that kind of things.
But with so many young people, you know, involved in classical music now, I'm thinking the audience really shouldn't be a problem. What do you think, Terence?
Yeah, I think most of the people, they would enjoy classical music, and especially the young ones. But it's also subject to their teachers, how much exposure they have towards all this music, classical music and events. Because most of us, the young ones, when we are just learning a musical instruments, we merely just attend classes. And the relationship is very much between student and teacher. And it's really, really up to a teacher to give them the exposure, the outside exposure that they have. Yeah. And speaking of this exposure, I think it's a very good exposure because most of us, especially the younger generations, we have a lot of, I'm not sure if you could call them unhealthy temptations, like games, computer.
Games is a good thing.
Yeah.
Video games, computer games, maybe not.
But not too addictive.
And especially on drugs and all these kind of things. So it's a good thing, you know, for the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra to be here. And they have a hobby, something that they like and they can keep in touch with.
It's a healthy one.
Yeah.
What do you think the Malaysian audience wants to hear? I mean, we always hear of Mozart and Beethoven and Chopin and all of that. But is that what we want to hear? Because you have now gone into presenting Mikhail Glinka's Ruslan and Ludmila's overture, which is not something you always hear about.
Yes, not always. Now, we have a bit, you know, I give a choice. No, I said, all right, to my friend, okay, what kind of overture that we want to have, you know, to suit also, because it's January, it's New Year, and what kind of blasting kind of music that we want to start off with, something interesting, something exciting, you know, the kind of thing. Ruslan and Ludmila was performed a few times, quite some time ago, you know, but it's just not a frequent music playing, but it's just something very catchy, the music.
It is. We played it at the beginning.
Yeah.
It sounded very different. when I'm going to play you now, when you decide what to offer to the audience? What did you take? What do you take into consideration? What made you decide on the three, Dvořák Symphony 9 in E minor and Chopin's Piano Concerto 1 in E minor? Well, how did you decide what to perform for the audience?
Oh, as I said, I asked the teacher, I said, well, what can he play at his age? He said, okay, what kind of concerto? And that's how it comes about. And he just suggested a few, you know, Chopin was one of them. And then about the New World Symphony, you know, we have played one of the movement in the fourth concert, chapter 4, in June. And some of the players said, why not we complete it? And so happened it's a new year, New World Symphony, you know, it's all connected. And Chopin is E minor, New World is in E minor key, just synchronized. Right. But it's just that we start off with an energetic overture.
Right. To set the stage for the rest of the day.
Right.
We will come back and find out a little bit more about this performance. It is titled A Poet's Musical Journey. Why A Poet's Musical Journey?
Well, poets very much reflect Chopin's character. It's very poetic, very inward, you know, the kind of thing. So you combine poet and the New World Symphony. It's a journey.
And we sometimes think that young musicians have the technical skills to play, but often may not have the life experience to move with the music. That's a general perception. You know?
Yes.
And we have now Vincent Ong, who's 13 years old, who's going to be the pianist and going to lead this whole concert. We will come back and hear what Vincent Ong has to say himself that's coming up. Meanwhile, here's Dvořák Symphony 9 from the New World on BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. It is Mira Sivasothi. In the studio with me, we're discussing A Poet's Musical Journey, which is a one-day concert. It's only a concert that's going to be performed only on one day. In the studio with me, the folks from the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra, Chang Ling Chi, who's the musical director and conductor, Terence Ng, who's the president, and Lok Cheng Man, who's the marketing director. And this is happening on the 17th of January at the MBPJ Civic Hall on Jalan Yong Shok Lin in Pattaya. And, you know, this recital is going to be led by a 13-year-old pianist by the name of Vincent Ong from Penang. Very interesting indeed. Maybe you want to tell me a little bit more about Cheng Man, how you market concerts like this. And, you know, is it a challenge for you?
It is, actually, because I'm trying to make it interesting for the younger people as well. So we only market online, mostly on Facebook, and sometimes on Instagram and Twitter. So to make things interesting for the younger people, the younger audience, is a bit challenging because classical music is not very well known among my friends. So the challenging part is to find something and combine it to make it more exciting, more interesting.
Yeah. And what is that element of excitement?
Like,
it is. I understand your struggles because sometimes classical music can exclude a whole lot of people.
So recently we've tried having giveaways in Facebook where you join our contest, and you might stand a chance to win 2 VIP tickets to our this upcoming concert, the Chapter 6, Journey to a Journey of a Poet. And we've received a really good response from our Facebook followers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think this is going quite well.
And how many seats do you need to fill up?
We need to fill up almost 1,000 people for this concert.
And ticket sales, how's it going so far?
Slowly. It's
very slow.
Yeah.
But at least it's a very last minute.
Yeah.
And you can never tell till almost it's time for the concert.
Yeah. It always surprises us.
It always does, isn't it? And 1,000 people is a lot, but it's only going to be performed for one night.
Yes.
Mm. Any reason? Any reason why? I mean, you're putting a lot of effort into this one performance.
Well, booking hall is also one of the issues, you know. By right, actually, this concert is actually 2 weeks from now because of the availability of the hall.
The venue.
Yeah, the venue. And also, sometimes the cost of running the concert is not, you know, we have to control our budget where funds are quite limited.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. And how do you think, is there a theme, is there an overarching theme for this concert when you picked all three of those pieces to perform? Was there an underlying theme?
Okay. The title comes after when we pick the songs. we always see what are the interesting songs that we can capture the audience. You know. Then after that, we try and link all the three songs and put them into a theme. Mm-hmm.
What are the romantic elements? Are there?
Romantic elements. That's a challenging one.
None at all. What will all three pieces evoke in the audience? What do you think? What sort of feeling is going to come to me?
Okay. Basically, the music itself speaks, you know. Okay, we have a concert, Chopin Piano Concerto. Wow, we are playing Chopin. They just come. You know, not many people will go, wow, they have this Chopin, which this music will show the inner part of Chopin's emotional side. And then we may be playing New World Symphony. That people will just read up. Not many will just read. But they have hear all the small little episodes and melody that really capture that and say, well, you're playing New World Symphony.
Right.
And it's very interesting. And wow, let's go and see what's happening, you know, that kind of things. So there is a few side of story to that, actually.
Okay. And what prompted you to decide on Vincent Ong? I know you knew somebody, you heard Vincent playing, but there are many other pianists around. Mm-hmm. Why Vincent?
Basically, just from my friend. You know, I've known him, my friend, for a very long time, and he has made himself, he's very, very well known in Malaysia and actually abroad. You know, he's a very fantastic pianist, Mr. Ng Chong Lim, and you know, he has some few good students also in competitions, and according to Vincent's, you know, his biography and his past events, the competition that he involved himself, you know, that kind of things.
Okay. And did Vincent have a choice in the pieces that were selected, or did you decide on it?
Myself and Mr. Ng, we discuss over it. Then we throw the thing to him.
It's so typically Malaysian, isn't it? The child didn't have a say in anything here. He just had to play it.
Oops.
We are, you know, signatories of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Children have rights.
Yes.
We do. But you know what? We spoke to Vincent, and this is what Vincent had to say. We asked, and Vincent responds as to why and what he thinks are the emotional correlation of the piece and how he feels playing it.
I think my teacher like recommended me like a few choices, and I chose this particularly because I like this piece more. Chopin wrote it when he was young, quite youthful, but it's also poetic and romantic. So I'm inspired by the piece. Something in that piece is something in that concerto, something that inspires, touched me. I'm not really sure what it is exactly. This is the first time I'm going to perform it. I feel that Chopin, like his love for the country, is very patriotic. He's leaving his homeland, Poland. Before that, when he premiered this concerto, it's a very proud feeling. Obviously, I'm still young. I have like go out for so long time like that on my own. But for this feeling, I feel the love rather than this feeling. This homesick thing.
We underestimate children.
Yep.
Yes, very mature.
He has hit the nail on the head. He's answered all my questions. Romantic, Mozart, everything about it. I mean, yes. And we often think that there is this disconnect, that children have the technical skills, but they don't have the life experience, they don't have the emotional maturity to move with this music. Mm. But this 13-year-old obviously connects with it perfectly. Mm. But do all children respond the same way?
Well, I'm afraid not. Some 13-year-olds, they are still struggling with, work at school, they are still very playful. Mm-hmm. They are, the kind of thing, discipline-wise, mm-hmm. it's not easy for a 13-year-old to play Chopin. No.
And also to connect with it. Terence, yeah. What are your thoughts when you heard Vincent?
Yeah, I think he's very musical at his age. Among his peers, I don't think they are that musical in terms of understanding Chopin, because it's very deep, yeah. But I do believe that he will be better when he grows older.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
In terms of marketing, did it help that Vincent is 13 and, you could market that as a...
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
I just saw Cheng Man's eyes light up that, Thank God I had a marketing pitch here, for... because of him.
Well, I mean, who doesn't like to see a child prodigy on stage playing such a difficult piece, such an emotional piece? Yeah, so, because I myself learned piano and I can't play like him. So for a 13-year-old to play this, I think a lot of people would like to see that. And it's a good thing.
We heard the 13-year-old himself speak for himself. So, something to look forward to. Chapter 6, A Journey of a Poet, a recital by the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra with soloist 13-year-old Penang-based Vincent Ong. Only one performance, 8 p.m. on Saturday, January the 17th. The venue at the MBPJ Civic Hall on Jalan Yong Shuk Lin. There is a dress code. It's smart casual. Yes. And tickets are priced at 25 ringgit and 50 ringgit. Your final sell as to why we should all come and watch.
Well, Vincent Ong is already one of the reasons. Yeah, and... Well, we are going to bring you on a journey of a lifetime, so to say. And, you won't regret coming to see us.
Chen, you're going to be the conductor.
Well, it's a very great challenge for our own players itself, in terms of technical and in terms of emotional side to it, because the pieces are rather difficult, even though it's a very common melody heard. I think the journey of this process also give myself a great challenge, not only to myself, to the players, and it's also to the audience to come. So I believe the audience, most of them, they will understand how SPO growing, because most of the Blink members, they're all students themselves, and not easy to bring out this emotional thing from students.
Correct.
Yeah.
From the children itself.
Yes.
So, good luck, all the best. Terence, your final sell?
Sorry?
Why should we all come and watch?
Oh, wow, you should.
From the president, from the president himself.
Well, I do play the piano as well, and I love Chopin, and I think you should really come because, I hope I'm not biased, because... Chopin's works are really nice, especially concertos as well. So you should really come to watch us play. and watch the boy play on the piano.
That's right.
Yes.
So if you'd like to get your tickets, you can give them a call at 03-588-70711, or just go onto the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra, and get your tickets through those channels. I'm going to leave you with one of Vincent Ong's pieces. When he played this when he was 10 years old, but it's not part of the concert. It's Schubert's Sonata. Mm. Just an excerpt from there. But thank you all very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Musical director and conductor, and Terence Ng, together with Lok Ching Man, all from the Selangor Philharmonic Orchestra, on the concert A Poet's Musical Journey on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.